thank you for coming on this beautiful afternoon, and we have a great concert lined up. Let me begin. About 1953, around the university district, Walt Robertson, who was an early folk singer in Seattle, and Don Firth, and some students at the university, thought that there needed to be a society to preserve and to produce and to share the folk music and folklore of this area. And so they founded a society called the Pacific Northwest Folklore Society. They had talked about different names and rejected the Seattle Folklore Society as being too restrictive geographically. So they had this grandiose name, the Pacific Northwest Folklore Society. And Bob Nelson was one of the first members of this society, and they had concerts at Eagleton Hall and the university, and some street fairs and some hoots. And so during those early 50s, Bob and Don got to know each other, and I think about 1959 they started singing together as a duo. And in 62, at the World's Fair, they and others were singing, doing folk music in front of the United Nations Pavilion at the Seattle Center. And there was a concert two evenings during the World's Fair at the Seattle University, where they put on some programs, and there are posters in the fellowship hall, the reception later, that you can look at. And on one of these posters for this concert, it said, presented by the Pacific Northwest Folklore Society. So I know it existed in 62, and then it sort of went underground. But recently, the Pacific Northwest Folklore Society has resurfaced, and I'll say more about that after the intermission. But without boring you with any more history, I want to say that the Pacific Northwest Folklore Society is very happy and proud to present Don Firth and Bob Nelson in concert again.
Dirty little rap was he. There's nary a soul in Salem town who gives a damn about me. Bottom of the sea, the ocean waves may roll, and the stormy winds may blow, and we poor sailors go skipping to the tops, the landlubbers lie down below, 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 and the landlubbers lie down below.
Don and I have always enjoyed these songs, and after all these years, they seem to us like old friends. And if some of you old friends that have taught me how to enjoy these songs. So, baby, this is for you. No wood fire and no coal flame so burningly glowing as love that is hidden and that nobody knows. And that nobody knows. In my heart pray, place a mirror, and therein you will see my faith and my worship are only in lifelong hazards of collecting songs, and I know you all go through this, is every so often you'll get a song in your head and you can't get rid of the damn thing. Huh? You ever been, have a melody rolling around for about 2 months and you cannot get rid of it? So I have found a trick years ago. The only way to get rid of a song that's stuck in your head is to give it to somebody else. So I'm going to give this melody to you. Now, don't listen to this melody, because you'll be singing it all the way home. I once did know a farmer. He was a gentle soul. I used to do a little work around his country home. And he had a lovely daughter. To win her, I did try. When I asked him for her hand, this was his reply. Oh, treat my daughter gently, say you'll do no harm. When I die, I'll give to you my little house and farm. My horse, my plow, pigs, my cow, my goats, and my little barn. And all the baby chickens in the garden. I know I love his daughter. She says that she loves me. We'll have this little farm ourselves. We'll live so happily. I'll always help her do her work. I'll view her every charm. Many is the drink of milk I have before I leave this barn. Oh, treat my daughter gently, say you'll do no harm. And when I die, I'll give to you my little house and farm. The horse, my plow, pigs, my cow, my goats in the little barn, and all the baby chickens in the garden. Well, the old man has consented, married we shall be. We'll have this little farm ourselves, we'll be so happily. I'll always help her with her work, treat her kindly, and ne'er forget the promise that the old man made of me. Oh, treat my daughter gently, say you'll do no harm. When I die, I'll give to you my little house and barn. My horse, my plow, my pigs, my cow, goats in my little barn, and all the baby chickens in the garden.
I took a ballad class back when I was going to the university, taught by David C. Fowler. It had to do with what might be referred to as the classic ballads conducted by Francis James Child, a Harvard English professor. And it's included about 305 ballad types. Any one particular type, there might be 30, 40, 70, a couple of hundred or more. All told basically the same story, but in a slightly different way. They've been folk processed as people learn, taught them to each other. A word or two would change here and there. The note of the melody would change. This was a thing called Earl Brand. It was around in Europe, but it was a popular song with British troops in the colonies before it became the United States. Quite popular with the troops. Soldier, oh soldier, coming from the plain, courted a lady through honor and through fame. Her beauty shone so bright, it never could be told. She always loved the soldier because he was so bold. Fa la la la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la. Tis I would be your bride, but for fear of my father, some danger might be tied. So he pulled out sword and pistol, and he hung them by his side. Swore he would be married, no matter what he tied. Fa la la la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la la la. Now he took her to the parson, and of course home again. There they met her father with seven armed men. Let us flee, said the lady, I fear we shall be slain. Stay, said the soldier, never fear again. Fa la la la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la la la. So he pulled out sword and pistol, and he caused them to rattle. The lady held his horse while the soldier fought in battle. Hold your hand, said the old man, do not be so bold. You can have my daughter and 1,000 pounds in gold. Fa la la la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la la la. Fight on, said the lady, the portion is too small. Hold, said the old man, you can have it all. So he took them to his home and he called them son and dear. Not because he loved them, but only through fear. Fa la la la, fa la 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 la, fa la la la, fa la la la.
Sounds like the start of a slightly dysfunctional family. Back about the time I first got interested in folk music, which was in the very early 50s, there was a fellow around.
Was that 1950s or
1819. Yeah. It's a fellow who got interested in folk music about a year or so before I did, teaching himself to play the guitar, learning songs. Early in the 50s, he hung out his thumb and headed east. And he went so far east, he wound up in the British Isles. Spent a few years there, learned a lot of songs, came back and hit New York and had an opportunity to record. So when he went to the recording studio, they told him pretty much how they wanted him to record those songs. And he got, he was a little unhappy about that. He told me this later when I ran into him at the Berkeley Folk Festival in 1960. I'd seen his record, thought it was good, but he didn't like it. And he said there was one song in particular that made him unhappy. It was a song that he had learned in Scotland. And they said, it's too long, cut out the middle verse. And he wanted to sing it without accompaniment in a traditional, unaccompanied manner. And they said, well, the American public is not ready for unaccompanied songs yet. So he did it their way. But then at the Berkeley Festival, he did it his way, and I learned it from him. I'll see if I can do it justice here. Oh, the summertime is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming round the wild mountain thyme. Go, and we'll both go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ye go, lassie? I will build my love a bower by yon clear crystal fountain, and o'er it I'll pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will ye go, lassie? And we'll both go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ye go, lassie, go? If my true love she won't go, I can surely find another to pull wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ye go, lassie? And we'll both go together to pull wild mountain thyme all around the purple heather. Will ye go, lassie? Reminded me that I didn't mention the fellow's name. Was Sandy Payton. And he was so unhappy with that, the way they made him do the record, that he got together with a fellow by the name of Lee Haggerty, and they formed their own record company. One of the principles was that they would record the singer. The singer would sing it their way. And the only decision that Lee and Sandy would make is whether or not they would actually press the record. And the record company's name was Folk Legacy, and they've come out with some of the finest records of folk music in the country. Little plug for Sandy.
I'm a singer, not a songwriter. I've written three songs. The first was awful, the second was worse, and I won't even talk about the third song. So not being a songwriter, I worship songwriters. Somebody who has got the talent to string words together, tell a story, is, as far as I'm concerned, they can walk on water. Hey, how many of you are surprised to see me in a church? Raise your hand. Oh, boy. Oh, man, I asked for that. Anyway. This is a song called Sully's Pail. Came out of Idaho. And at the end of the song, I would like to introduce the person that heard the story and had the wisdom and had the skill to concoct this true story. So, sorry from the mining days. I've a thing or two to tell you. I think you ought to know about that rusty bucket Sully carries down below. Now you're not the first one, partner, that's asked of Sully's pail, but you're the one that's asking now, the rest has heard this tale. Well, we was young and handsome, had some 10 years in the game. Old Sully, he had a partner, Jim Riley was his name. They'd palled around together, the Buttes, the Coeur d'Alenes, and they'd brawl in every bar room from Ely to Fort McLean. There was four of us together. We was working side by side. That's how I chanced to be there on the night Jim Riley died. Me and old Ted Johnson, you'll not remember him. We was working at the Rarest, had a stake with Sully and Jim. Sure, the blasting had been easy. It was coming out like sand. And we was mucking out the ore. Those days we mucked by hand. We was almost finished. I didn't hear a sound. But something must have happened, 'cause Jim Riley yelled bad ground. We headed for the Tingrin. Saul, he must have took a spill. 'Cause when we looked back in there, he lay pinned beneath his drill. The hanging rock was groaning, all set to drop the lid. And Sully, pinned beneath his drill, was sobbing like a kid. Now there's men can watch their partners die, not throw their lives away. But Riley wasn't one of them, he wasn't built that way. Soon he'd seen what happened. Hey, hold on there, Sully, he cried. Before he got the words out, he had thrown the drill aside. Oh, they come around the ore car, Riley wearing a big grin. Guess he never knew what happened when the hanging wall gave in. Sully reached the timbrin, his face as white as chalk. Riley, 2 yards back of him, caught 20 ton of rock. Sully lost his lunch. He ate from Riley's pail in tears. And he's carried that same bucket now for more than 20 years. So you can laugh at Sully, 'cause he's mean and drinks a lot. But don't laugh at that bucket. It's the only friend he's got. I'd like to ask Dick Gibbons, stand up and take a bow, Dick.
speaking of digging into some of the old ballads, the old story songs, this is probably one of the oldest ones that I know. It comes from a collection by Thomas Ravenscroft called the Melismata, which was published in 1611, I think, and it's considered an old ballad even then. It contains a few words of Old English or Middle English, I'm not sure. Might need a subtitle or two. The Three Ravens, Three Ravens. And one of them speaks to his make, which is his mate. And the earthen lack, in one of the latter verses, is the shore of a nearby lake. And a leman is one who comes, either a spirit person or a mortal, or perhaps a changeling of some sort who comes to one in one's time of need.
There were three wrens sat in a tree, down a down, hey down a down. They were as black as they might be with a down. Then one of them said to his make, "Oh, where shall we our breakfast take?" But the down, deary, 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 down, down. Well, down in yonder green field, down a down, hey, down a down, there lies a knight slain neath his shield with a down. His faithful hounds around him sleep, so faithful they their watch to keep. With a down, deary, 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 down, down. His hawks they fly so eagerly, down a down, hey, down a down. So no other fowl dare draw him nigh with a down. Then down there comes a fallow doe, as great with young as she might grow. With a down, deary, 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 down, down. She's lifted up his bloody head, down a down, hey, down a down. She's kissed his wounds, which were so red, with a down. She's lifted him all on her back, and buried him in the earth and back, with a down. Deary, 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 down, down. She's buried him before the prime, down a down, hey, down a down. Was dead herself ere even song time with a down. God grant to every gentleman such hounds, such hawks, and such a layman. With a down, deary, 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 down, down.
Well, as some of you may know, and the rest of you are going to find out, Don and I, back in 1959, we had traveled off to the San Francisco Bay Area, and we lived off our guitar for a few months. Sure got hungry, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't eat Chef Boyardee spaghetti till this day.
If it hadn't been for Juanita, we would have starved.
Oh, man, I love it. We had a lot of adventures. Do you remember when you and I were the act between the strippers at Ann's 440?
Well, you know, the strange part about that is I remember the incident, but I don't remember anything about being there, and I don't remember singing. I do, however, remember tuning up in the dressing room.
It was an undressing
room. All of these young ladies running around. I didn't know where to look. You know.
I did. I figured it out right away.
We didn't go over real well because the patrons were not there to hear a couple of folk singers.
We got up the stage, you kept going, take it off. I didn't know what the heck they meant. Well, here's another song that I've enjoyed singing the song. I actually met the composer, Tom Paxton. So did you, Dick. I have to tell that story. The song Sully's Pail that Dick wrote and that I sang a few minutes ago, Tom Paxton recorded it on his first or second album. And I had the honor of introducing Tom to Dick back in 73 or 4 when Tom was in town for a concert. And out of that introduction, I think Tom Paxton responsibly gave you a royalty check, didn't he? Something like that. Anyway, this song has a lot of, has brought me a lot of enjoyment over the years. So, Joe, this is for you. You can't listen, David. Some ladies are foolish, some ladies are gay, some ladies are handsome, some live while they may. My lady, the wild flying dove, ladies whine, she whispers each evening, she's mine, mine, mine. She loves pretty flowers, she loves singing birds. We watch them for hours, but I see only her. My lady's a wild flying dove. Lady's, she whispers each evening, she's mine, mine. Forgot the last verse.
Ballads that I'm so fond of, there are a fair number of them that tell essentially the Romeo and Juliet story, two lovers torn apart, usually by class. He's a servant, or he's a plowboy or something. She's the daughter of a wealthy family, and of course it's any marriage is out of question. Her family hauls off and marries her to some nearby rich noble. She registers her protest in a most extreme way because on her wedding day she holds off and dies of a broken heart. Ironically enough, the young man returns on that day because he's gone abroad to earn his fortune and come back and claim her properly. He finds out what's happened. He dies of a broken heart. And everybody has a good cry, very cathartic. And this is her fairly popular theme in quite a number of ballads. This one is similar, but not quite. Scottish, called Jock of Hazeldean. Why weep ye by the tide, lady? Why weep ye by the tide? I'll wed ye to my youngest son, and you shall be his bride, and you shall be
aye she let the tear doon fall for Jock of Hazeldene. Now let this willful grief be done, and dry your cheeks a pale. Young Frank is chief of Erin. His step is first in peaceful hall, his sword in battle keen, but aye she let the tear doon fall for Jock of Hazeldene. No chain of gold shall e'er you braid to bind your hair, nor mettled hound, nor managed hawk, nor palfrey fresh and fair. And you, the foremost of them all, shall ride our forest queen, but still she let the tear. Jock of Hazeldene. The kirk was decked at morning tide, and the tapers glimmered fair, and priest and bridegroom wait the bride, and dame and knight are there. They sought her both in bower and hall, but the lady was nae seen. She's o'er the border and awa' with Jock of Hazeldene. Don't let him push you around here.
It's fair that Don and I do all the work, so I'm going to put you to work a little bit. I mentioned that I've only written three songs, and if you'll notice these old ballads, there is kind of a common theme. You have to write a good ballad. You have to have a believable story, have to have some violence, sex never hurts. Has to have a little bit of truth, and it has to have some authenticity and age. So here is a very old ballad that has all of those things, and I know it's authentic because I wrote it last December. The song has a chorus. One day a chicken came into our yard. She walked right in. Oh, she caught us off guard. We made her welcome, bought her some food. She tasted it, declared it good. Here's the chorus. One egg a day, one egg a day, one egg a day. That's what she'd lay. Try it now. One egg a day, one egg a day. Sound good. One egg a day. What she'd lay. We named her Freya just because that's how she is and that's how she was. She's a free-range chicken and she likes to roam, but for a while she called us home. One egg a day. One egg a day, that's what she'd lay. Her eggs were brown, but one was green. Prettiest eggs that you'd ever seen. She was mighty proud of the gift she gave. She's a free-range chicken and mighty brave. One egg a day, one egg a day, one egg a day, that's what she laid. Our free is gone now, but she tasted good. She tasted good, like a chicken should. I watch the street now, just to see what's next. 'Cause most of all, I like turkey breast. One egg a day, one egg a day, one egg a day, that's what she plays. One egg a day, one egg a day, one egg a day, that's what she plays. As I was putting this program together, I was trying to think who I could dedicate certain songs to. So Darcy, this one's for you. And I was thinking of you when I put this program together, because this song is very, very reflective, far too reflective of what you've been doing for the last 20 years. Red and yellow, blue and green, prettiest colors I've ever seen. Red and yellow, blue and green, Lord, this world treats a little child mean. Coming home from school today, I met a nice man on my way. Gave me a prism, pretty and clean, prettiest colors I've ever seen. Red and yellow, blue and green, prettiest colors I've ever seen. Red and yellow, blue and green, Lord of this world treats a little child mean. Daddy left my mommy, I won't cry, I'll hold my prism to my eye. I'll hold it there, night and day, hold it there till the hurt goes away. Red and yellow, blue and green, prettiest colors I've ever seen. Red and yellow, blue and green, Lord, this world treats a little child mean.
Another popular theme of the shepherds and milkmaids.
To find how well she
daughter, Trolderavitiroll.
Oh, sighed Phyllis half awake, Damon dear, how long you take.
Trolderavitiroll, screaming, trol-der-al-dee-dee, trol-der-al-day, frightening Phyllis from her dreaming, trol-der-al-dee-dee, trol.
Brazen hussy, you fooled me so, to a convent you must go,
trol-der-al-dee-dee, trol-der-al-day. Phyllis shivered with misgiving, trol-der-al-dee-dee, trol-der-al-day. That's not my idea of living, trol-der-al-dee-dee-roll.
And if love is wrong, said she, tell me how I came to be,
trol-der-al-dee-dee.
We're going to close off this first half with a duet. Then we're going to take a short intermission, and bathrooms are out the doors and downstairs to the right. They say men and they say women. It's a Capitol Hill. They probably have one that says a question. No, not mine. Avant and have Effie follow me. Oh.
At night I can hear Delia's feet.
gone.